Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind here on MSG, brought to you by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Bob Popo. Over the next half hour, we'll look back at the Giants game in Chicago against the Bears as the Bears won it 27-21 to break it down. As always, my co-host, two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. And Carl, short work week for the Giants and a game that was within their grasp once again.
Well, when you look at this game, Bob, you say, boy, they did a lot of things right. They kept the quarterback upright, only gave up one sack. They were able to run the football, played, you know, relatively good defense at times, but it was the mistakes, the little things again.
Yeah, and it started on the Giants' first offensive possession, a manageable third and six from the Giants' 24-yard line when the Giants made their first mistake of the night.
Manning back, fires one, and it's intercepted. Zach Bowman's got the pick, running down the right sideline, and Beatty gets him out of bounds at the 10-yard line. So Eli Manning throws his 13th interception in only his sixth game.
You know, I feel like I'm not doing my part to give this team some wins and some chances. And so, you know, that's a frustrating part. I feel like our guys are fighting hard and guys are doing their parts and you know, I need to start doing mine.
Carl, the pressure on Eli Manning, and he kind of gets rid of the ball before Randall gets out of his break, a mistake you can't make against a team that you know feeds on turnovers.
Yeah, they are a turnover machine, turnover-creating machine, but again, the timing, the internal clock was probably sped up, and the receiver just didn't get out of the route.
So the Bears start at the Giants' 12-yard line. When you're a defense and you know your first defensive snap, just like an opening night in Dallas, what are you thinking when you trot out there and there's only 12 yards between you and a touchdown?
You know what you say? Okay, man, let's go. That's all. You go out and you do your best. You know you got to keep them off the board.
Speaking of let's going, the Bears had a 4th and 2 at the Giants' 4. So they kick the field goal, right, to go up 3 points early? No, they go for it, and the Giants get a little momentum back their way.
4th and a long 2, just inside the 5. Back to throw is Cutler. Feels some pressure, jump pass to Marshall, and he dropped it at the 3. Might have been short of the first down because there were 2 Giants there, Prince and Ontrell Roll, and the Bears turned it over on downs.
Let's go. Hey, we're gonna hold up that slow. Let's go. No matter what happened, they don't stop. Hey.
Carl, this is a huge lift for the Giants. Chicago comes away with no points here. Is this the kind of thing that can spark a team?
Well, it definitely can, because when you look at how they walked in to the game, 0-5, something positive definitely tells them that there's an opportunity to win the game.
So the Giants start at their own 4. Jacobs goes for 16 on a 2nd and 10. Jacobs runs for 5 on a 3rd and 5. Manning hits a 20-yard pass to Reuben Randall. So now the Giants are feeling pretty good. It's 1st and 10 for the Giants at their own 45-yard line when disaster strikes again.
1st and 10, Giants at their own 45. Manning throws a quick hitter left, and it's intercepted. And running down the left sideline and going in for the touchdown is Tim Jennings.
Self-inflicted wound.
2 possessions, 2 interceptions for Manning.
Difficult, just not on me. I feel bad for my teammates. I feel bad for my coaches and everybody. Fighting every day, and I'm fighting too. I'm trying to get a win for these guys, but it's tough. It's definitely tough at times when you're not, you don't feel like you're playing your best.
Carl, just a miscommunication or a read, because Manning threw it right to Jennings and Randall's running the go.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those routine plays that you see them make all the time where the receiver converts if the corner jumps the route, or what we call squat on the route. And for some reason, they just weren't on the same page.
All right, so the Giants find themselves down 7-0, and they get the ball back at their own 20-yard line. But, Carl, they get a Jacobs run of 4 yards, Cruz 16, Cruz for 16 more, Darrell Scott for 2, Jacobs for 7, Jacobs for 13. They're finally showing some offensive rhythm.
Well, the rhythm started up front. Their ability to run the football and the physicality of this offense with Brandon Jacobs in there really opened up all the things that they needed to do.
A 17-yard pass to Akeem Nicks gave the Giants a 1st and goal at the 5. Darrell Scott gains a yard. So it's second and goal for the Giants at the 4-yard line. And it's time for our New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game.
Manning over center. Hand off Jacobs. Plows up the middle. Fights for the goal line. He's going to fight for more. And he's got it for the touchdown. Brandon Jacobs with second and third efforts. And the Giants' all-time leading rusher for touchdowns gets career touchdown number 58.
That's the New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game. Amazing things happening here. The Giants' first scoring drive of the season for a 10-play drive. 10 plays and 80 yards. And, Carl, Brandon Jacobs literally fought his way into the end zone there.
Yeah, now that was putting an exclamation point on that drive. Just the effort that it took for him to get in that end zone.
All right. Now, Carl, you always talk about complementary football. So now you get the game tied up at 7. The Bears start at their own 14-yard line, and they get 20 on first down, 13 on second down, an incomplete pass, 12 more, 30 yards to the fullback, Fiametta. I mean, this is where the defense – now, they've already done a good job, but here's where you need them to get a 3-and-out and get the ball back, don't you?
Yeah, but you give the other team credit because what they did, they kept the Giants off balance with short, intermediate passing games where you can only just come up and make the tackle.
So the final play of the first quarter is a Forte 1-yard loss on a first and 10 at the Giants 11. Tied at 7, Bears threatening to score. We'll tell you about the second quarter when we return to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital, right here on MSG after this. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. Giants and Bears are tied at 7 as we start the second quarter. And on the second play of the second quarter, Chicago regains the lead.
Cutler back to throw. Steps up. High over the middle. Touchdown, Brandon Marshall. Just ran to the post. And the Bears have the lead again with 14-18 to go here in the first half.
Come on, baby. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. Keep fighting.
Carl, 86 yards, pretty easy for the Bears. They only faced one third down, and the one third down came on the touchdown pass to Brandon Marshall. How does he get so open in the middle of the field?
Well, again, he's one of the best receivers in football, but again, they did a good job of keeping the Giants off balance with just short plays, short slants, and things of that nature, and somehow he was able to win his individual battle.
So the Bears regained the lead 14-7. The Giants start at their own 20-yard line. And, Carl, they don't abandon the run here. I mean, Jacobs for 4 on first down, Jacobs for 1 on second down, then Pascal with a 14-yard catch. So they're keeping the running game in the mix, even though they're not getting big chunks.
Well, they were afforded that opportunity because they're only down by a score. So they can stay in rhythm, and they knew it was working for them, and they didn't have to chase the points. Their offense was in rhythm. Stay with it.
After a 13-yard pass to Victor Cruz, the Giants had it first and 10 at the Chicago 37. And here's where the play action comes in handy.
Hand off Scott. Nope, play fake. Manning, beautiful fake down the right sideline. Randall's wide open. Cuts at the 5, fights to the goal line, and is in for the touchdown.
Carl, just a little play fake to Darrell Scott kind of opened everything up, and then Randall makes a nice play along the sideline to get into the end zone.
Well, I think the team, the Bears defense was just kind of in shock at the physicality of the Giants. So anytime the threat of a runner, whether it was Scott or Jacobs, was in the backfield, they had to kind of commit to that. And when they committed one more person, it left Randall wide open.
So we're tied up at 14 apiece, but again, complimentary football because the Bears get the ball back, Carl, and they go on an 80-yard drive, 9 plays, never facing a third down on the entire drive.
Well, in each one of their drives, it was one big play in the drive, and it was probably a breakdown, a missed tackle, that allowed a play to go further than it should have.
Yeah, Alshon Jeffrey had a 27-yard play here, a 27-yard reception as part of this drive. And the Bears have it first and goal at the Giants' 3 when Cutler dials up Mr. Marshall again.
Cutler throws one right. The pass is caught for the touchdown of Marshall. Terrell Thomas wanted a flag. He said Marshall pushed off. The official shook his head and said no. So Brandon Marshall with a second touchdown catch of the ballgame, and Chicago is back in front, 20-14 with the extra point pending.
We're a team. We're going to stay a team through thick and thin. You know, just continue to have the confidence and just play ball, man. Just play ball, you know. That's it. You know, we just got to go out there and play ball. You know, we can't always let the games come down to a shootout. You know, we have to take control. We have to start taking control early.
I was there. He pushed me. Before you get it last time, play stop. You see it? Push. I was there. I had my hands on. I was right there.
Carl, Brandon Marshall is so physical, and I know Terrell Thomas wanted a flag, but that's just part of the game there. He's going to muscle you. You've got to muscle him back, don't you?
Yeah, he's a big, physical guy that the officials already know his style of play. So if he doesn't go beyond the boundaries of what they already know, they're not going to flag it.
So the Bears regain the lead 21-14. Now the Giants get the ball back, and they don't have a good series, Carl. They go 3 and out. A Jacobs run for -1, a pass to Jacobs for 8, then an incomplete pass. So here's where the defense needs to rise up, because you know the Bears are going to get the ball to start the third quarter. And again, it seemed as if Chicago was a step ahead of the Giants defensively, getting up big chunks of yards without facing critical third downs.
Yeah, and it was all about just trying to exploit something over the middle, a slant route, or, you know, finding an unlikely suspect like a fullback or someone like that to get them down the field.
Brandon Marshall has a 13-yard catch as part of this drive, and with a third and fourth, the Giants' 22-yard line, and 6 seconds to go in the half, Robbie Gould connects on a 40-yard field goal. So Chicago, getting the ball back to start the third, has now pushed their lead to 10 points, 24-14 at the intermission. We'll tell you about the third quarter when we return here on MSG for Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. We start the third quarter. Bears with the football up 24-14. And, Carl, the Bears take the opening possession of the third quarter. 8 plays, 40 yards on the drive. They get a Robbie Gould 52-yard field goal. The Giants don't allow them to drive downfield and score. But then you couple that with the Giants' opening offensive possession of the third quarter, in which there's a sack, there's a false start, and the Giants have to punt the football away. Why is it that this team, whether it's offensively or defensively, has had these sluggish starts to third quarters?
Well, I think it's just a sense of urgency. You've got to come out as if you're starting the game all over again. There used to be kind of a saying, as teams would leave the locker room, it's 0-0. Let's play like it's the beginning of the game. And I think they have to take that approach.
All right, so after the change of possessions and the Bears getting a field goal to go up 27-14, Chicago goes on another long drive, but the Giants rise up and they're able to slow them down. So the Giants get the ball back starting at their own 9. Cruz immediately gets a 23-yard reception. Then the Giants go back to the running game. You know, Jacobs for 3, Jacobs for 5. And it really felt like this team was starting to find their offensive rhythm.
Well, they were in a rhythm, all, you know, notwithstanding the interceptions, but they were controlling the line of scrimmage. And that is the key to rhythm.
One of the key plays in this drive was the 3rd and 7 for the Giants at the Chicago 32-yard line. Reuben Randle had an 18-yard catch. So the Giants, after a defensive pass interference penalty on Tim Jennings in the end zone, officials put the ball at the 1-yard line. So it's 1st and goal, Giants down 27-14 with a chance to get right back in this game.
Hand off Jacobs, lowers his shoulder to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants. Brandon Jacobs with his 2nd rushing touchdown. And with 6 seconds to go in the third, the Giants are down by 7 with the extra point pending.
We got a good football game out of him. You know, he ran hard, and obviously he's a very difficult guy to contend with, and pushed the pile in the end zone a couple of times tonight, but played well.
You promised me that in that locker room.
Let's go, man.
It's a
Brandon Jacobs' second rushing touchdown of the ball game, and the Giants are within a score, 27-21. And Carl, this is a team that's kind of been in this situation a lot. The previous week against Philadelphia, the game in Kansas City, the game against Denver, and even Dallas. End of the third quarter, they have a chance. They've put themselves in some positions here. You kind of had the feeling that this week was going to be different for them, didn't you?
Well, you did because of the way they were going about it. It was a methodical game. They were controlling the line of scrimmage and getting a pretty good balance.
All right, so the third quarter ends with the Giants down 27-21. Tom Coughlin and the Giants have always talked about finish in the past. Could they finish this game? We'll tell you about the fourth quarter when we return to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital, right here on MSG.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Welcome back to Giants Rewind here on MSG, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the fourth quarter. Bears lead the Giants 27-21. Chicago starts at their own 18-yard line to start the fourth quarter, Carl. They get a couple first downs. They get the ball to the Giant 34-yard line, but they get pressure on Cutler, intentional grounding, which knocks the Bears out of field goal range. And suddenly you feel this Giant team seems energized, that this week's going to be a little bit different.
Yeah, you did, because they bent but didn't break on defense. They kept battling, and they got a favorable down and distance to get the ball back to the offense.
The offense, though, goes with one first down. They get a 15-yard run by Jacobs, and then an incomplete pass to Scott. Scott for a yard, incomplete pass to Nix. So they have to punt the football away. But the defense responds. They give up one first down. And then Chicago has to punt the football. So it really now is starting to feel like a 50-50 game with momentum going the Giants' way a little.
Yeah, you had what I like to call complementary football. Defense sensing that they need to get the offense more opportunities, and they force two punts in a row.
So the Giants take over at their own 11-yard line with 5:21 to go. A touchdown gives them the lead. And, Carl, again, they stick to the run because Jacobs gets a 14-yard run on first down.
Well, that's what the key was, just keeping the safeties of the Bears engaged in stopping the run so that you could set up something over the top.
In this series, a big third down conversion to Akeem Nix, an 11-yard catch that made it first and 10 at the Giants' 39-yard line. Jacobs then runs for 12 more yards. And then Manning throws a pass that's incomplete. So it's second and 10 at the 49-yard line. And then Darrell Scott with a 13-yard play. Then a Jacobs one-yard run. But the Giants right now with momentum, it's second and 9 at the 35-yard line of Chicago. Remember, there's just over 2 minutes to go in the game. A touchdown gives the Giants the lead when yet another mistake that's hampered this team all year occurs again.
Giants need a touchdown to take the lead. Play fake, Manning back to throw, throws the pass right over the hands of Myers and intercepted by Jennings. And he slides down at the 25. And Manning picked off for a third time tonight.
We've been very good in the fourth quarter over the years, and we've been able to respond. And you know, when we've played these type of games where, you know, you get down a little bit, but you fight back and you get in the fourth quarter and you make those drives and you go win the game. And, again, I thought we guys did their jobs, and we got down there and we made plays and had some third down conversions and, you know, did some good things and saw the coverage, everybody did the right thing, and just obviously, you know, you throw a ball 6 inches too high and you know, that's the difference in between possibly winning the game and a loss.
Carlin, sure, it's a throw Eli Manning would like to have back, put it in a better position. I'm sure Brandon Myers would have liked to have had an opportunity again. It wasn't a perfectly thrown ball, but he got his hands on it. But that kind of sums up the whole Giants season and the fact that the ball gets tipped into a guy's hands rather than just sailing incomplete.
Right, and that kind of sums it up, Bob. But when you really look at it, seizing the moment is what it's all about. Understanding the stakes at hand, driving, chance to tie the game. All of those things have to come into play with every receiver, every lineman, every running back, and the quarterback. Everyone has to know that this is the moment that we've got to seize.
And then the Giant defense doesn't get a stop, because the Giants still have three timeouts, even though we're under 2 minutes, but they convert a 3rd and 7 on a pass to Martellus Bennett.
Well, you had a missed tackle. Late in the game, you need to make it, again, seize the moment. There's still an opportunity for the team to get back in this, make the tackle, force a punt. They miss the tackle, first down, game's pretty much over.
Bears go to kneel down, and that's how the Giants wind up at 0-6. Carl, good stuff as always.
All right, bro.
Make sure you join us again next week right here on MSG. We'll rewind the Giants and Vikings. You're watching Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG.
Looking for Giants tickets? Visit NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.